fire a middle school principal for this.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will begin this public hearing on ordinance 16-2014. It is for $3,872 additional appropriation from Edit to pay Banning Engineering. And anyone who wishes to speak either in favor or against ordinance 16-2014 is welcome to come forward, identify yourself, and give us your opinion.
The riding lawnmower.
By the way, this concerns the levee project covered under an OCRA grant. This is basically matching funds that will... Again, anyone wanting to speak on ordinance 16-2014, this is your chance. Going once, twice. Seeing no one wanting to speak, this public hearing is adjourned.
No, we don't. Call to order council meeting for June 9th. If everyone would stand for the pledge. Can we have a roll call?
President Chapman.
Here.
Vice President Brown.
Here.
Mrs. Morris.
Here.
Ms. Rose.
Here.
Mr. Salter.
Here.
Mr. Sebring.
Here.
Next is the adoption of the agenda.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Sebring, second by President Chapman to adopt the agenda as presented.
Question.
Mr. Chapman?
Here, or
yes. Yes, you are.
Backing up.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Ms. Morris? Yes. Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yep.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Okay. Agenda is adopted by a 6-0 vote. Next is approval of the minutes from the May 27th.
I move that we approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring to approve the May 27th minutes.
Call for the question.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Ms. Morris? Yes. Mrs. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Though they are approved by a vote of 6-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
I think we should salute the organizers of the Red Skelton Festival. Hear very positive feedback about all the events. Good publicity for the community.
Everything that turned out very nice. Anything else? Now, we'll move on to committee chair reports.
And hopefully with our next meeting, we'll be back at full strength, so then we'll be able to finally get a committee hearing for intergovernmental and community cooperation, so we can talk about this advertisements on public property, and public vehicles, and things like that. So I know it's kind of been talked about, but I know this week we'll finally be back to full strength, which will be the first time in a long time.
I think that'll be taken care of Thursday. Any other committee reports? If not, I know under, I don't know if it was committee reports last meeting after Bryce. Bryce is not able to be here this evening.
He sent an email, and I can go through that, and you can go through it too, and you've got it all.
Copies for everyone if you want. To answer your questions about those. Want to report on this?
I asked last week if we could talk to Bryce specifically. We do, you know, the issue with potholes. I mean, we do have a lot of problems with potholes, and especially after that winter that we've had, and now obviously we're getting more rain, and I mean, it just creation for all these new potholes that are popping up. And I was just curious how the process went, because I've had a lot of citizens come to me asking me, "Hey, we've got an issue here, we got an issue here, and it's not getting dealt with fast enough." And I know our crews are out there constantly dealing with potholes here, dealing with patches there, trying to figure these things out. So I wanted a better explanation. So when I'm discussing it, I thought I had a pretty good grasp on it, but I wanted to be sure that when I was discussing it to the citizens and discussing what was going on, that we had a better grasp as a whole. When we were explaining the process that we went through, specifically some of the things that I did ask, the process of going about and saying that we have a pothole issue. We have the Pothole Patrol website, but you can also call the street department, not only the street department, but then you can also call here in the mayor's office, and then they send those to the street department and to Bryce. As you see down how we prioritize those, I think that kind of answers a lot of the issues that we have. They date each pothole claim or pothole fill request that they get. Once they get it, whether it be from the website, their office, or from here, and then from that point, you have to go through the process of which is the main thoroughfares and which are the main areas that you have to get through. Specifically areas, what is it, 20 to 30 miles an hour, those are going to be areas where you're going to have more, the higher the speed you go, the more damage that you're going to run into. So you have to look for those first and kind of go down through there. So you have to look at areas that are traveled a lot, then areas that have high speeds on those, because those can do damage to our citizens' cars. And then from those, then they start to go out and fill through those. He lays out how many man hours they put through there. He describes issues that they have with wet days. Obviously, you don't want to fill when it's raining. The question then would be, what happens if it's too wet? And Bryce put down that he would rather fill on those days that it might be a little too wet, because filling that hole is better, you know, if we have to come back and fill it, than somebody damaging their vehicle. He leaves down there, too, what he's budgeted and what, you know, some issues and concerns that he would have with that. And I think he laid out a pretty good explanation of how they go through that to help us as we're explaining this through the city. Like, we all know that we do have some issues with our infrastructure, and we're not going to be able to address, like, repaving every street. But getting out there and filling those potholes and getting those reported and getting those informed to be able to attack those issues, I think, is very important. And I just wanted to make sure that, you know, we as a whole know what they're doing, so we can explain what's going on, because it is a decently sized problem.
And I hope that most of you have noticed, surely you've seen a considerable change in the last week. They've really, really been out hitting it, you know, as hard as they can. They've been getting a second crew out, and I've noticed a huge difference. It looks like they're, you know, finally starting to catch up. So in this report, it does say that we've ordered another hot box for in the basically, but that's for the material. Back in the truck, and then as it cools down, it doesn't feel as well. Hopefully in the future.
Yeah, it's just one of those, we just got so many, right. And especially with the winter that we had, and now everything's kind of getting washed out because it's that time of the year. We've got a lot of work ahead of us, but I wanted to make sure the citizens knew where we stand at and how we're dealing with this issue, because this is a common question that comes up. And I'm sure each one of us on here have had that question that we've had to deal with throughout. One of the questions that I didn't put down, but I'd like to know, what do we need to do to help kind of make this better, improve this? Because, I mean, this is going to be one of the routes that we're going to have to go, because we only have so much for paving and repaving roads. This is our other area of attack to make sure of that. And I didn't know specifically what he would feel, or if there's anything else we as a council would feel to better attack these issues, to get those under control or at a better pace than where we're at right now.
I think the biggest thing that's going to help with that is getting the additional piece of equipment, put more crews out. Obviously, they're about out of line item this year, so he may be coming back for additional appropriation to continue working on the pothole. I mean, as you can see, started the year with 16,000, he's down to 1,500. And I have to commend him. I think they've done an outstanding job for what they were up against, and continue to do a job. And I can tell a huge difference during the past couple of weeks where they've really been out hitting them. Got a lot of.
And I know we had our share of potholes, but someone that gets up to Indianapolis somewhat frequently, they had a lot of problems too.
Oh yeah, and I was
potholes were deeper, and
now I was talking with a couple people before this too, and you know, we kind of focus and you see the problems that we have here, but you go to some of the other areas, and I've been out and about in some of the other cities, and you're like, wow, we have some problems, but they're not as bad as what I've seen here in these other cities. And it's nice to see us really getting out there and kind of attacking this. I mean, their backs were against the wall when we got out of winter. I mean, we were kind of in a pretty bad situation, and I mean, they're doing the best they can to get out there, so hats off to that.
And I've used both the website and also phoned and talked to Dan usually, and both methods get good response. Some of it maybe just doing whatever we can to get the word out about how it's very convenient to report one, so right. don't hit the same pothole day after day and gripe to your coworker about it. Make the effort to contact the city. Sometimes that's.
I mean, well, how long did it take you to fill it out? I think I filled one out. I think it took a minute. Quick. So I mean, it's pretty easy on our city website, just right there on the corner. And I mean, it says pothole patrol.
That automatically goes to this office as well as the street department whenever you can report it both places. Any other committee reports? If not, report of any city officers. We'll move on to old business. First up is Ordinance 11-2014, Economic Development Plan of RDC. Willow Street first reading was April 14th.
Mayor, the reason for it being tabled in April was to get up to full complement, so I assume the will is to keep it, and we're up at full complement, which will be very, very soon. So that being the case, it remains tabled unless their motion.
Okay. We will move on to Ordinance 16-2014, $3,872 additional appropriation from Edit to pay Banning Engineering. First reading was May 27th.
Move that we have a second reading of Ordinance 16-2014.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Sebring, to have second reading of Ordinance 16-2014.
Ordinance 16-2014, additional appropriation ordinance committee for parts containing $3,872 to hearing.
And let the record show that we had a public hearing at 5:45, and no one spoke for or against ordinance.
Any discussion?
This is for levy, correct?
Right. Banning?
Levy under that OCRA grant to matching funds.
Right here. Blast.
Gotcha. Call for the question.
Mr. Chatten?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes. Second reading of Ordinance 16-2014 passes with a vote of 6 to 0.
Mayor, I move we have third reading of Ordinance 16-2014.
Second.
Motion by President Chatten, second by Councilman Sebring, to have third and final reading of Ordinance 16-2014.
Ordinance 16-2014, additional appropriation ordinance, sections 1, 2, and 3, $3,872, banning local tax levy.
Mr. Chatten?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose? Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes. The third and final reading of Ordinance 16-2014 passes with a vote of 6. Move on to new business. First is Ordinance 17-2014, $614.64, additional appropriation from Edit to pay SME.
Move we have first reading of Ordinance 17-2014.
Second.
Motion by President Chatten, second by Councilman Sebring, to have first reading of Ordinance 17-2014.
Ordinance 17-2014, additional appropriation ordinance, sections 1, 2, and 3, in the amount of $614.64. Look under the total, that dollar typo there. Math, $614.64, which does match appropriate request, $412.50 and $112.14.
Any discussion?
Question.
Mr. Chatten?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes. Okay, first reading of Ordinance 17-2014 passes with a vote of 6 to 0.
I believe that's public hearing's next meeting.
Okay, next is claims.
I move we approve the claims totaling $397,618.56.
Second.
Motion by President Chatten, second by Councilman Sebring, to pay the claims in the amount of $397,618.56. Discussion?
Question.
Mr. Chatten?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes. Claims are paid by a vote of 6 to 0. See nothing under miscellaneous.
Anything else?
So I guess I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.